But right now, as we do each and every Monday at this very time, let's open the doors and step inside the McLaren Insane Asylum. And I was thinking this morning, because you've got vacation coming up next week, and I have a friend who is taking vacation this week and headed to the beach. And it feels like, at least the way that traffic was this morning, summer vacation times are here, which is wonderful. I love it. I love all of you that are taking vacations, that have children and aren't on my roadways. Please continue. But I do think it's interesting because, like, my friend that's going to the beach, that's one way to do things, where you might go to an all-inclusive resort, hang out on the beach for a few days. You're going to Spain, which I assume you've got a lot of sightseeing and bouncing around that you're going to be doing. And when I take vacations, as everybody knows, I don't even remember. Well, I guess I took a week off when I got married, but outside of that, I don't usually take whole weeks off.
No, you don't. You always will have the long weekend.
Yeah, I'm an extended weekend guy. And I don't know why that is. And for whatever reason, like, a week just seems like so long to me. Now, if I was going overseas, that'd be a little different. Or if I was maybe going to some Caribbean location, perhaps I would do it that way. But usually when I take vacations, we just stay in the United States and I'll just do, I mean, I might fly out on a Wednesday afternoon, but usually it's Thursday through Sunday and then I'm back.
You know why I like going during the week? If you're staying at a hotel, the rates are cheaper during the week than on the weekend. I always take that into account. And you always try and take into the account the amount of people that would be at the airport, on the airplane. Although both of my flights going to Minnesota, I left, what, Monday afternoon and came back on Thursday?
Yeah.
They were both full. As a matter of fact, they were asking people to volunteer for a voucher to get off that bad boy because they overbooked. And it always amazes me that there are, this sounds weird to say, but there are always people going somewhere all the time. you imagine that.
Sure is.
Like on a Tuesday.
Right.
Going to Sioux Falls, Sandy, South Dakota.
Well, work trips and whatnot.
Like, you wouldn't
a lot
think
of people
that
travel.
That flight would be crowded. It always amazes me. And then when you have the international airport like Dallas, of course, it's always going to be crowded.
Sure.
But you can kind of see it at Love Field if it's a Tuesday or Wednesday. It's not, probably not as crowded there.
Yeah, you can tell.
But, man, it always, like, everyone's going somewhere all the damn time.
All you got to do is look in the sky and you see the planes constantly. But I can tell a difference because, of course, to your point, where we live is in the approaching flight path for Love Field. And there is a noticeable uptick, like, later in the week of flights coming over, especially on Friday afternoon. I mean, it's basically nonstop versus what it might be today or tomorrow. Even earlier in the week, there's fewer flights that are coming in, but it is kind of wild like that. And then I guess I haven't done a beach vacation. Man, I'm trying to remember the last time I went to the beach. Now, when I lived in Alabama, Gulf Shores is like a four-hour drive to Birmingham, so you might go down real quick for a weekend. But actually going to the beach for a vacation where I'm taking days off work, I don't, man, it might be 20 years ago.
Really?
And I don't know why. Like, the beach is cool, but you're just laying there.
Yeah, I don't love the beach, but the lady loves the beach, so I'm happy to do it. And I'll sit on a chair and drink fruity drinks all day. That's fine with me.
I've done the 180 on the beach. I was
You're very beach
just
track.
Like you. I was, man, it doesn't seem to appeal to me. Now, all day doing absolutely nothing but listen to music, maybe reading a book. Dude, you should be real beach guy.
Okay.
You can read like four books.
There it
on
is.
One day.
I could.
I'm the bug bitch.
I think if you go to a Caribbean location, they'll have, like, maybe you go on a boat thing or you go snorkeling and stuff like that. But even then,
I don't even need to do that.
Yeah, you can miss me with all of those activities at the hotel.
Like, I'd be in for that. Snorkeling is fantastic. When you go on a snorkeling trip and they take you out to a reef or something like that, and you see insane fish and you might see a shark swim by, that's cool.
You know how fast I'd be out of the water if I saw a shark?
Now, reef sharks are harmless. I mean, unless you're openly bleeding, they're not going to come and do anything.
Yeah, I'm out.
They're kind of cool to look down. And you see these reef sharks, like, swimming by. That never bothered me. But
I've never gone snorkeling.
Really?
And I never will.
Man, some of the fish you see, they're incredible. You will see, it's just, they're so bright and colorful, it's mind-boggling to see those fish like that on these reefs. But yeah, so you do that, maybe that's one afternoon, and then if you're at an all-inclusive place, you have dinner and you pick a different restaurant every night, and then maybe, like, I could lay at the beach one day, but that's just, I just described 2 days of activity. What am I doing for the other 3 days?
Go see some ruins.
You know how I like my fish? With the little rice peel off and...
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe fried up.
Maybe some green beans. I don't know. It's whatever.
Out of the water, that's for sure.
Out of the water. Into some grease. The only water they're swimming in is a vat of grease.
I'm telling you, man, if you guys have got to go snorkeling in a tropical location. Because the reef, I mean, generally when you're snorkeling over the reef, it's only a few feet below you. Sometimes it's closer. You got to be real careful because it'll cut you.
But man, I can understand the...
It's gorgeous.
The interest. And people like, you know, the colors and all that. I just have no interest. And I think I can go my entire life without snorkeling or playing pickleball.
There's some really good documentaries on both that will fill you in, I'm sure.
Now I'm kind of making myself want to go to the beach.
Now, after you're talking,
But I mean, going to like the Caribbean or going to Hawaii or something.
That's what it's supposed to be. I think a lot of people will go to on vacation and they have to make sure they're doing things constantly. That's not me.
I like to, but like my doing things constantly is usually drinking, which I
and that's fine.
That's what vacation is about.
Yeah, and I've been into the all inclusive resort big time now because every December, we go to an all inclusive place so you don't have anything to worry about. You can go and get a drink anytime you want. Walk into any restaurant.
Your beer selection might be a little limited at the all-inclusive.
Yeah, that's part of it, too. I'm not a huge liquor person. I mean, I'll drink some.
You'll figure it out. If it's part of what you've already paid for, you make some decisions.
I bring my own cup with my name on it.
I saw that last time I went to the all-inclusive, all the people with their Yetis and their special cups, and they just hand it to the bartender.
I do some tequila stuff.
Fill it up, and they just keep filling up your own cup.
Dude, and the further the day goes in, heavier the pours get.
It blew my mind the first time I went to
remote at an all-inclusive.
Jeez. I never believed that it was actually all-inclusive. Like, I just assumed at some point they're going to be like, okay, you've had 10 drinks, we can't. And they sure don't.
No, they sure don't.
There's things in, like, the restaurant that might be, like, off-menu that you have to pay a little fee for at some of the restaurants.
That's what you want.
Yeah, but it's...
It's just tipping if you're, you know, hey, man.
Couple bucks here.
There you go. Let's keep filling this cup up.
Yeah. All right.
Now, I think this vacation that I'm going on next is going to be a little different because this is not the sit back at the beach. Now, there are beaches over there in Barcelona, but this one is going to be probably a lot of going out.
Are you going to different cities?
Yeah.
I figure, like, you go to a different country, you want to see that, like, Madrid, Barcelona, maybe
going to both
others.
Of those.
Yeah.
We're going to another a city that we... I think we're going to have to go by one by bus, one by train, and one we have to hop a flight.
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
Yep. That's going to be the adventure in Spain, and I've never done that. I've always just gone to one spot, and even when we went with the travel group, the Grits, they would always have a bus that was chartered for all of us to go to different cities, which is great. But yeah, it's only four of us going next week, and this is going to be a bit different. It's going to be one to when I get back, I'm going to be pretty tired. Because if you go over to Spain, it's a lot of things you need to go see.
Yeah.
And it's not a resort where we're staying. So it's going to be full of a lot of activities. I don't know how much my wife is going to like that. She is chill. We get along swimmingly when we go on vacation because we will sleep in on you in a minute and not worry about it or regret it or anything. But I think this one may be a little different because there are a lot of things you see, and now you're spending, you know, 3 days in this city.
Right.
4 days in this city.
You got to see what
you
want. 3 days
in this city. So you have to go and...
All the historical stuff.
Yeah, check everything out.
Landmarks and everything.
Getting a lot of recommendations from a lot of people as far as what you need to go see and maybe a couple different restaurants, which is great. But I'm pretty pumped. This one is one that I've been wanting to go to scratch off the list. And my wife's been to Spain before, and I haven't. So now we're scratching this off to see exactly what we need to see. But, man, go on that beach vacation. Spend a week with your feet up, getting some sun on those legs.
I've done the Thursday through Sunday at the all-inclusive. It's about perfect. I think a week is a little too long at the all-inclusive. You get lost.
Well, plus, like, the way
I get lost, all right. I can't find my room.
Yeah, you got to give your liver a break at some point, I feel like.
I don't know where my room is.
It's like three or four nights, you're just like, okay.
By day three, I did not want to drink anymore. I'm like, you know what, that happens. I'll have a Coca-Cola.
But it happens on brewery trips.
Yeah, but when you have, like, if you go Sunday through Wednesday, that's when it's less crowded.
It's not a bad way to do it.
A little more attention.
And then you can take the Thursday, Friday off from work, have a full week off.
If you wanted to.
And a recharge.
Or you can go back to work like I will.
Yes.
I don't care. When I leave, when I come back, we land, I'm coming to work the next day.
It's basically two free vacation days for you. You're going to show back up and still
have
your...
What's going on? What happened? What I missed?
I went to Spain t-shirt.
Here's Spain. And I'd be like, man, we can't do five segments on Spain.
What are we doing on the show today, fellas?
He's like, all I got is Spain.
We're talking a lot of soccer. I was over in Spain. That's what we're going to do.